This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden authorized another $800 million in U.S. military assistance to Ukraine on Thursday, declaring it was necessary to help Kyiv's forces repel Russian fighters in the critical battles unfolding in the eastern region of the country. Biden said the new assistance, on top of another $800 million package announced last week, almost exhausts congressional authorization for U.S. military aid to Ukraine. But the president said he would soon ask Congress for even more money for Ukraine's forces. Biden said the United States and its Western allies remain united in their resolve to assist Ukraine in fighting back Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion, now in its eighth week. In addition to the military aid, the U.S. is stepping up financial assistance to Ukraine, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says an additional $500 million is intended to help Ukraine sustain critical government operations that fends off Russia's invasion.
Salaries, pensions, and other social assistance programs necessary to avoid a worsening of the humanitarian situation.
The new funding is on top of another $500 million in economic aid President Biden unveiled in March.
We know this is only the beginning of what Ukraine will need to rebuild.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right rival Marine Le Pen on Thursday were doing a final rush of campaigning Thursday ahead of Sunday's runoff election for the presidency. Macron is favored to win in the runoff, with most polls showing an advantage of more than 10%. If he wins, he would be the first French president to win a second term since Jacques Chirac in 2002. Via remote, this is VOA News. After decades of complaints about vetoes in the UN Security Council, some momentum is building behind a proposal to subject any vetoed matter to scrutiny by the world body's full membership in the General Assembly. That's what the tiny European country of Liechtenstein is proposing. An assembly vote could come as soon as next week. The measure has gained momentum since a Security Council measure demanding that Russia withdraw from Ukraine was vetoed by Russia itself. Liechtenstein says more than 55 other countries have signed on to the proposal. Among them is the United States, one of the five countries with veto power on the 15-member council. Airlines want to bring back passengers who were banned over masks. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Three of the major U.S. airlines said Thursday they will lift bans imposed on thousands of passengers who refused to wear face masks. The announcements were met with outrage from leaders of unions that represent flight attendants. American, United, and Delta all indicated they will lift bans now that masks are optional on flights. But American Airlines Chief Government Affairs Officer Nate Gatton said worst offenders, including those involved in assaults, won't be allowed back on the airline. A spokesman for Delta said it will conduct a case-by-case review. Alaska Airlines said this week banned passengers won't be allowed back. Southwest is sticking by its ban of an undisclosed number of passengers. I'm Mike Rossia.
Hong Kong has relaxed pandemic restrictions, with Disneyland and museums reopening and nighttime restaurant dining resuming as the city's worst COVID-19 outbreak appears to be fading. Other businesses such as gyms, beauty salons, and massage parlors were also allowed to resume business on Thursday. The relaxation of measures before Hong Kong has reached zero COVID-19 cases marks a shift from the city's earlier strategy. Meanwhile, the death toll rose to 25 in an ongoing outbreak in Shanghai that has all but shut down China's largest city. Shanghai has eased the lockdown somewhat for people in areas that have not reported new cases, allowing them out of their homes but still restricting them to their residential compounds or neighborhoods. Well, the leaders of the rival Koreas have exchanged letters expressing hope for improved bilateral relations, which have plummeted amid a freeze in nuclear negotiations and North Korea's accelerating weapons development. North Korea state media Friday said that Kim Jong-un received a personal letter from outgoing South Korean President Moon Jae-in and replied with his own letter appreciating Moon's peace efforts during his terms. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.